Come on, let's sing.
Okay.
Hello, 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 how are you? Hello, 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 how are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
I'm wonderful.
I'm good.
Samantha.
Hi everyone, my name is Carl. Welcome to level one.
Carl, 让你的宝宝睡午觉容易吗？
I don't have a kid just yet. I'm still young.
Oh, okay. 那我们今天的对话的内容呢，就是 take a nap. 我们先听一下对话，然后再给大家解释。
All right, let's listen to the dialogue once, and then we'll come back and explain what's happened in detail.Dialogue, first time. Casey, it's time for lunch.
I'm not hungry.
It's time for lunch. Go wash your hands.
No, I don't want to.
Okay, time to take a nap.
哇，当父母可真不容易。
Yeah, and getting some kids to eat can be tough.
这个对话当中呢，就是爸爸想让女儿吃午饭洗手，可是这个小女孩不想去做，然后爸爸就说，那就睡觉吧。Carl, 你能再说一下对话当中的第一句话吗？
Sure. Casey, it's time for lunch. It's time for lunch.
Lunch 就是午饭，对吧？
That's correct. Lunch, the second meal of the day.
这个 it's time for 是不是该做什么的意思？
Exactly. You're indicating that it's now time to do something like eat lunch in this case.
那我们也可以用 it's time for 再说些别的。
Some other examples are it's time for breakfast.
该吃早饭了。
It's time for dinner.
该吃晚饭了。
It's time for your shower.
该洗澡了。
Now, if you want to say,
该泡澡。
You can say, it's time for your bath.
大部分的美国小朋友是淋浴多还是泡澡多呢？
不一定。It really depends on how old the child is. So I stopped taking baths after I was 6 or 7 years old.
You took a really long bath.
Well, yeah, it wasn't all one bath, but...
那爸爸说 it's time for lunch, 以后孩子说了什么呢？
I'm not hungry.
我不饿。下一句话比较好，爸爸想让孩子懂得讲卫生，所以他说了
Go wash your hands.
到这个时候，爸爸是不是有点生气了？
Dad definitely sounds like he's hungry also.
Carl, 那我们洗手的时候都有什么表达？我们需要用什么东西呢？
Wash your hands with soap. Afterwards, you dry your hands with a towel.
Wash your hands, 洗手。Soap, 香皂。Towel, 毛巾。你能再说一下那些比较有用的洗手的表达吗？
Sure thing. Wash your hands with soap.Dry your hands with a towel.
Wash your hands with soap. Dry your hands with a towel. 到这个时候，孩子也不乐意了。
It sounds like she's not going to do anything Dad says.
对，所以爸爸这时候就说了。
Okay, time to take a nap.
我发现这句话跟前面的不太一样。
Yeah.Instead of saying time for a nap, he said it's time to take a nap. He could have said it's time to nap, but the phrase he chose is quite common. Time to take a nap.
也就是说，语法上来讲，你可以说 it's time to nap, 但是最常用的用法是 it's time to take a nap.
You're absolutely right.
Carl, 为什么不能说 it's time for a nap?
For is used with nouns, like the sentence, it's time for lunch. And two is used before verbs, like the sentence, it's time to wash your hands. It gets a little more tricky than that with the word nap, because it can be used in many different ways. So it's a little bit better if you just stick with the common phrase, it's time to take a nap.
反正就别管那么多，用最常用的。
Right.
明白了。所以名词的前面用 for, 动词的前面用 to.
You've got it. Now that we know the vocab and understand how to use it, let's listen to the dialogue a second time. Casey, it's time for lunch.
I'm not hungry.
It's time for lunch. Go wash your hands.
No, I don't want to.
Okay, time to take a nap.
Carl, 你四到六岁的时候都吃些什么东西啊？
My mother tells me I loved to eat peas and green beans when I was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I would eat 3 or 4 jars of it.
Wow. It's usually very difficult to get kids eat peas. We have a book in our library called Eat Your Peas.
What's it about?
It's about a little girl who doesn't like eating peas, and her mom said, eat your peas.
That sounds like a nice mom. I would have loved her. Well, thanks for listening to our first podcast. We'll see you next time.
谢谢陪我们听 Level 1第一个 podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye. Goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. Goodbye. I can clap my hands. I can stamp my feet. I can clap my hands.